Scorpions are here. You are a natural beauty.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. Oh, my God. Haley, you're back again?
I feel like, am I overstaying my welcome?
No. Oh, my God. Are you kidding? The first time I took questions, I did 3 episodes.
Okay.
Because there were so many questions.
Taking questions is so fun.
Well, the honeys came strong for us.
I really hope I don't disappoint them. I said in the other 2 ones, it's like, you know, there's a lot going on right now.
There's a lot going on right now.
The honeys still love me.
Of course they do. Are you kidding? You're their favorite. There are so many questions left to answer.
Okay.
Haley Marie Norman is here again, part 3. I asked the honeys for questions and y'all came hard. We have natural hair. We have sex. We have vegan food. We have friendship advice questions. We have everything. So let's just dive
things.
In. All your favorite things. This one says, Jackie, would you ever dye your hair pink? Now, I thought this would be a fun question for you since you always have such strong opinions on my physical appearance.
My answer is not appropriate.
You think no.
That's fair. I would steal you from your man. Oh, my God. If Jackie had pink hair, oh, my God.
You couldn't handle it?
Listen, I can't even go there. This is my best friend, okay? It would be too sexy. It would be too hot. I literally couldn't get this image out of my head. It's too sexy. It's too sexy. Never dye your hair pink. I'll make our friendship super awkward.
I'm gonna like Facetune a pink hair photo and send it to you lose your mind
do
over.
Do not.
I've always
be
wanted
too sexy.
To. I've always wanted to. You know, it's hard because as actors, you know, dye my hair pink, I'm going to get a call that's like, hey, you have an offer from Paul Thomas Anderson to play a nun in the lead role. And I'm like, fuck me. I just dyed my hair pink. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's harder. It could affect your bookings and your work, which is the only reason I haven't done anything like that.
But when I had my pink and my purple braids, I did feel really liberated.
Yes.
When it came, because I was like, y'all so gotta live your life, especially
yes.
in our industry.
Yes.
Yeah. You would be unstoppable with pink hair. And then you would just book a special, different roles,
right.
you know?
Are you saying I should dye my hair pink?
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk to my husband and your boyfriend about it.
You know, that's interesting. I feel like, listen, I've never dated somebody as supportive
yeah.
and
aww.
Loving as Ben in terms
yeah.
of like support.
Oh, I wasn't saying his name because I didn't know if it was a secret.
Oh no,
you put him on the gram.
It's out. It's fine.
Yeah. I'd steal you from
he
Ben.
He would be happy with whatever, but I think he does like kind of like a natural Jackie.
Oh,
like
okay.
I think he likes my natural state.
Right.
Like
right.
just even brown hair. Like real brown hair. My real brown hair, you know?
Okay.
But, you know, you do things for yourself, not your man or
exactly.
your partner. So we'll see.
Exactly. Yeah, I think Sam's always like, because, you know, I have blonde in my hair. And
mm-hmm.
he's like, do you ever think about just going, like, all natural? And I'm like, no. And he's like, but it would be so cool. And I'm like, yeah, it would be. But this is who I am right now.
That's what I'm saying. You know, listen, this one is hitting me pretty hard.
Ooh.
I just left a toxic 8.5 year relationship and am terrified to start dating again. Help!
Oh.
So, honey, I get it. When I realized that I was going to be single again after 8 years, a lot changes in 8 years. When I was single in 2010, was the last time I was single, there was no dating apps. I feel like dating culture completely has changed. I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? I'm going to never, you know, it was very stressful and very overwhelming. I
yeah.
hear you 100%.
Yeah.
What advice do I have? You know, you have to be ready.
I've never been in an 8-year relationship,
mm-hmm.
but I was in a very toxic 6-year relationship with someone who was older than me and
mm-hmm.
had a lot of issues and whatever. And I was young at the time. I don't know how old you are, but I was younger at the time. But I was so broken and so hurt that it took me a long time to process, oh, I was in an abusive relationship. It took me a long time to realize that. But I didn't, like, I kind of was just kind of going from, like, trauma to trauma.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would definitely say, like, take the time to do what you need to do to, like, look inside, yes. regain your own strength.
And assess.
Stop the patterns.
Yes.
Heal from that trauma, which everyone heals at different yes. rates, you know? So take the time to, like, heal from that trauma because you don't want to be, like, carrying. You're going to have PTSD. I don't want to project, but, like, there might be some PTSD, I guess I should say. And I think it would be kind of important to try your best to not carry that PTSD. Like, you want to bring your most healed self into relationship to also help you choose better and more healed partners.
Yes.
Because then you just kind of keep repeating the same patterns of yes. the type of people that you're dating.
Yes, yes.
It shows up in different forms, yes. but it's still there.
Yep.
You know?
I was in therapy twice a week from the minute all this happened. And I started noticing things. And you will never slip by me again, honey. New Jackie notices. Notice. I want to get notice as a knuckle tat. Like, notice is such a powerful word that my therapist uses all the time. Notice, notice.
And what about this? You're on notice.
That's right, honey.
That's another way to use it.
Notice, honey.
You're on notice.
So you got to notice. And after a, you know, an abusive or what is the word they
toxic.
Use? Toxic relationship. You know, you got to notice.
Yeah.
If a red flag appears, you got to call it out.
Which
and not
can
be afraid.
Be really hard
oh,
because
of course.
Red flags sometimes come as pink flags.
That's true.
Sometimes they come as cute little fuchsia flags.
Sometimes
you know, you don't
they're those fun like flag guard flags
exactly.
that like you play with and like wear a fun costume on the sidelines.
Exactly.
But you gotta do that. And you know, I moved on quickly from my divorce, and it has not been easy. You
yeah.
know, I'm healing and doing things, and it's a lot. It's intense. So
yeah.
you have to do what's right for you.
Have fun too. I am in like a program, and someone told me yesterday, she was like, have fun. There's a lot of healing.
Yes.
You can heal in the fun times
yes.
too. So go out with your people and have a good time. Have fun by yourself.
Yeah. Swim with sharks or whatever.
Get a dog.
Yeah. Get a pussy weight.
Get
set.
A pussy weight.
Why not? I just got married. Any advice for handling post-wedding blues as things wind down?
Oh, I love that. How I felt after my wedding was it was so perfect. Like, I was expecting to have a fire fest of a wedding.
Yeah.
And it ended up being...
We were all expecting that based on your...
because I... Yes.
You really revved it up to be a nightmare, and it ended up being literally
it
perfect.
It was literally perfect. You had it bad.
Post-wedding okay. blues. I had it for over a year. I would literally sit up and cry in the middle of the night for a year.
But this is the thing... is that, and I hope you don't take this the wrong way, but, like, you were upset about details.
Yes.
And I think... I read an entire book called The Conscious Bride, which is really good and helped get me into the right mind frame before the wedding and the marriage, which is mm-hmm. an even bigger thing. And what a lot of people do is they take their anxieties about, like, marriage and being a wife and the shifting and how it changes your relationship with your parents and other people and family members or whatever. And that all that anxiety and all those myriad feelings get translated into just stressing over the details.
Yes, 100%. Mine was definitely not about the fucking flowers.
It wasn't about the flowers.
I mean, especially looking back on it.
It was never about the flowers.
Yes.
So I was able to... Yeah, I mean, I just... I don't know. I wish I could have my husband answer this question
yeah.
for you.
Well, I think that book is a good suggestion.
Yeah, the book is a good suggestion. Oh, and that's what I was going to say, is just remembering that it's like a rite of passage and the feelings are normal, and it's probably about like shifting dynamics. And I just try to do like intentions and, you know, I don't know.
I think that's great. There's so many good questions. I'm honestly stressed. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, let's talk about ourselves again.
Okay.
What does Haley love most about new Jackie and miss about old Jackie?
Oh, my God. Wait, that's so hard. I love that you're, like, pushing. I love that new Jackie is, like, pushing boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And really getting honest.
I just posted my ass on Instagram.
You just posted. But even deeper than that, I think that, like, someone said to me at the beginning of the year, like, oh, now you finally have the lights on. And I feel like for me in multiple areas of my life, the lights are finally coming on and I'm seeing things for what they are.
Same.
I'm not able to pretend anymore. I'm not living in a fantasy world of what I think things are. And so sometimes when the lights come on, that's really fucking scary. But, like, you can't move on since then. So
yes.
I think in many different ways, the lights are kind of like coming on for you. And mm-hmm. it's like scary and hard. But, like, you're pushing boundaries. And I think that's great. And I look forward to seeing you even continue to do that more and more. You know,
notice,
it's hard,
honey.
Especially when you're in the middle of like a trauma. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard.
Notice. What about, do you miss anything about old Jackie?
Well, old Jackie is still here.
I know.
She's just evolved.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
Do you have any mantras for centering/calming your thoughts? What words help you? Do you remember I'm funny and people like me?
Yes.
We used to always say I'm funny and people like me.
Any mantras for calming your thoughts? I guess I do have a mantra, and mm-hmm. it's one that you're actually not supposed to say out loud because it's with transcendental meditation.
Same.
So it's like
well, don't
not
tell
a,
us.
It's like not an English like word
do
or whatever
you think
that you're
it's
repeating.
Secretly everyone has the same one and they're just
I heard
relying
that it's by
on...
gender and age. So like we probably actually have the same one. Yeah, isn't that funny?
I haven't explored this, but I was told there's like Reddit threads where people like say them and a lot of people have the same ones and it's a whole thing. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, wow.
Don't come for me, TM.
It's still powerful, whatever it is.
Yes.
So I think that helps. I do mantras, and it's interesting to me to realize like the power of words, because I used to have a mantra that was like, all my hard work will pay off in like multitude or something. Mm-hmm. Like, and then I realized like, oh, I'm making my mantra about like hard work. Like I don't need to. So now it's like jobs come to me easily and effortlessly and I'm making so much money. Like it's just like keeping things easy. But I think just like the biggest thing is just like some sort of meditation. And I do mantras like every day in the shower, but they're not always necessarily about being calm. Although I do have a point where I go, I am love. I am loved. I am peace. I am happiness. My life is turning out better than I ever expected.
That's beautiful. I need to get more into the mantra game.
One of them goes, my ass is so fat because I want like a big fat booty. One of them used to be, my hair,
Your hair
is long.
I remember.
Yes, I still say that. And my hair has grown so much.
I mean, I love that. Okay. My fiance has zero savings. How can I get him to start saving? And then it's three of the emojis of the smiley, like going, like clenching its teeth. I thought that was an interesting question. You know, good luck.
Wow.
You can't change anybody. That's all I got to say.
You're totally powerless over everyone mm-hmm. and the decisions that they make. Finances are a huge part of relationships. It's a huge topic between my husband and I, and we are going to start going to like some sort of like class, or there's different like groups for people with different money things. And so I think just like keeping the conversation going and talking about it, creating goals and stuff together. But
yes.
If it's not something that your fiance wants to do, you can't force him, and then you have to decide really if you're okay with that.
Yes.
You know? That's all it is.
Notice.
Yeah.
Notice.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah. And then send me your bank account when he does get savings so I can rob you.
It's not easy. Like, I started at a deficit. Nobody taught me these things.
No one.
I've talked about my credit card debt on Ash Street several times. I was in massive credit card debt a few years ago. Massive.
I went to like parochial, all girl, top of the line private schools. I graduated from college and then just started writing checks and was so confused why my checks were bouncing. And then someone at the bank had to be like, wait, don't you understand? Like, this is the money. And then they showed me the little ledger and then you wrote a check for this. And my mind, I mean, I literally didn't even know that. And
yeah.
I was like, how did my parents let me get this far without even explaining the basis of this
right.
to me? But also, and I remember being like, I just graduated from like a really good expensive school and they didn't even teach me these most basic things.
Right.
So
I mean,
I'm just learning about money, really.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm just learning.
It's not easy, and this country really wants us to not know.
And
they profit off of us being in debt, and they profit off of us not understanding.
I mean, you used to get a text message, or you still did, with your bank account
balance
every day. And I remember
I get an email every day.
I was like, how do you do that? Like, it was like I operated for a long time of just like not wanting to know, like
right.
how much money I had.
Well, I understand
and
that.
Finally, I'm learning to face it now, and it's cool because it's like something that my husband and I are learning and doing together, but it's really hard.
It's hard. Budgeting is really hard.
It's
and
really
I'm
hard.
Not good at
especially,
it.
Especially, if you're planning a wedding. She said my fiance.
Well, that's a good transition. How do you choose a wedding aesthetic? I'm stumped and I only just started. Upside down smiley face. I think that's a very interesting question. How do you choose your wedding aesthetic? There's so many fucking pictures and Pinterest and Instagram. It's like, what the fuck do you do? Where do you start?
Can I say what I did?
Yes, that's why I'm asking.
Okay. So we got married in such a beautiful location. Mm-hmm. It's up in Big Sur. It's overlooking a black sand beach and the cliffs. I mean, it's just absolutely gorgeous. So I didn't want to do anything that felt that would detract from the natural beauty. So I wanted our starting point to be about Big Sur, especially because it's such an important place in our relationship. And then I always kind of thought I would have kind of like a bohemian-ish type wedding.
You were like, I want to do the bell sleeve.
The whole thing,
like,
yeah.
You know, flower crown.
But then to me, and this is, if you do decide to have like a bohemian type wedding, like literally more power to you. But I just started feeling like there's a lot of people having these really over the top bohemian weddings who like probably have like never camped. They've never done anything. But like it just started feeling a little commercialized, cheesy, fake to me or whatever. But it's such a natural part of like who we are. So I wanted us to start our new lives like feeling our best. So we did, you know, tuxes. Like I went classic GQ. I wanted to feel my themes were like timeless, classic, but modern. Mm-hmm. So that's why I had like this really cool bouquet that was just one big giant like King Protea. And then I love metallics and I love the way metallics pop against like a nature backdrop. And my friend Danny works with David LaChapelle, and they did this really cool photo shoot in Hawaii. And he was like, oh, it's cool that you chose metallics, because like David LaChapelle, you know, who's like a master at all imagery, was like, oh, the metallics look the best against nature. But anyway, I wanted only
That's
things
cool.
that felt
I didn't even
like
think about
us,
that.
You know, I wanted things that only felt like us, and I didn't want anything that felt like too fake or overpowered, like the love story that was there or whatever. You know, yeah, find your own thing. And then because we're just naturally bohemian-y type-ish people, there was elements that were just naturally kind of bohemian, right. But they didn't feel fake.
Yeah.
I didn't want pompous grass, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. I think talk with your partner.
Yeah.
And talk about your favorite things. What are some things you share? Where are locations, references, time periods, music that you enjoy? Make a list, sit down and kind of go, okay, these could all fit together for something.
Yeah.
You know, my wedding was Kooky Canyon Vintage Glam.
Yeah.
Those were my four words. And, you know, my marriage didn't work out, but a lot of people said to me that that wedding was very authentically us, you know, and it was because I made all those decisions and little details for myself. And you and I both were like determined to not have cookie cutter weddings. Like I was like, I will not have everybody leave this wedding and be like, seen it before.
I didn't even think about that actually, but probably because that never crossed my mind. I never thought, oh, am I going to have
But even if it
wedding?
Does, I mean, honestly, if I do ever get married again, it will be more classic.
Right. I really, because ours was a very us, but there was like a classic element to it. And I did really like that. And I wanted that because we live a very kind of fly by the seat of our pants. Mm-hmm. I mean, we went on a motorcycle trip across the country. You know, we've stayed at the weirdest little hotels.
Well, you're both artists. And stuff. You
know? Yeah, we both are artists. And that's the kind of life we live. So I wanted something that was like kind of felt like really kind of classic and classy.
Yes.
And a little elevated for us to start our life. And I will say, and I know we're probably running out of time, but I will say it was really cool for me to relinquish control to my husband, who I was surprised that he came in, like, especially like he always had kind of like really good ideas and opinions about the wedding. But he wasn't as like concentrated on the wedding as I was. You know what I mean? And so then all of a sudden, a couple months before the wedding, he starts coming in with like ideas and blah, especially when it's like you're down to the wire and you have to make decisions. And I like really bristled at it at first because the things that he were doing was suggested felt too impractical, or like he didn't know because he wasn't reading the wedding blogs and he wasn't whatever. And then once I like relinquished control and was like, okay, this is also my husband's wedding, first of all, but also I was like, damn, he actually has like really good ideas. Like the ideas that felt too crazy at first, I was like, it was just me being a naysayer because like I was stressed. So like, that was, I think, my favorite thing about my wedding was that not only was it absolutely perfect and I loved it so much, And but it was like, we got to create this together.
Yeah.
And we got to create a life together.
And not everyone has that luxury of a partner that's like so, you know, helpful and has their, you know, a lot of, you know, I'll just be honest, me, it was me by myself.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why the whole like bride being isolated thing is something nobody talks about. It can be very isolating to be a bride. It can be very isolating to plan a wedding. You feel very alone. And I know you, I think you had some of that at certain points. So, you know, choose wisely. That's my advice. Okay, this is a fun one. What's the craziest situation you've gotten into together? Now, could not think of something, which is insane because we've been through so many things. The first thing that came to mind was when I drove off the sidewalk. But that's not even that crazy. There's got to be something.
My mind just like immediately went to jail, and it's actually so crazy that like we've never like been to jail together.
I mean,
like,
I don't even think we've had any police involvement.
We've never had any police involvement.
But I did drive my car off the sidewalk.
I would say for me, it would be like I got myself into some really sort of interesting situations when I was single, and like kind of I brought a lot of those to like Jackie, who like helped me through them. So that to me, when I think about crazy situations, I think about like things that I was in that you were there for.
I mean, honestly, I know it now, but I can't say it.
Yeah,
because it involves my marriage.
Oh, like, oh, that was the craziest. Really crazy. Another crazy thing was when you were filming me making that like character reel.
We went to the parking lot. I drive by that all the time, and I'm always like, "Fuck you, dude."
I was dressed as like a weird cheerleader.
We were trying to get a free filming location, which in LA is not easy to do.
By the way, this was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah, and we were trying to film something on the fly for free. Guerrilla style.
Yes.
And this guy wasn't having it. And Haley was even lying to him. She was like, we're students at UCLA. And
I just heard, I don't lie, but I did hear that you're just supposed to be like, oh, you're making a student film
right,
or whatever. And listen.
No, it was
I had to
lie.
Make a character real.
I think it's fine.
Yeah, we can't talk about our most crazy situation.
We can't. But
it's private.
One time Haley and I were leaving the skating rink and I drove my car off the side of the sidewalk because I thought it was a ramp.
Yes.
So my car was stuck, hanging halfway on and halfway off the street.
But like bottomed out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Had to get a tow truck.
Humiliated in front of all these people. And I literally, like, imagine just driving straight
off the
sidewalk.
It was Bonnie McKee's birthday, right? Or it was Alyssa's birthday.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Just imagine driving straight off of the sidewalk onto the road. a high drop off.
In a Prius, which is
with
low.
No warning. I didn't slow down. I just thought it was a ramp. Boom. And we were like, what the fuck? And yeah, we had to call AAA and it's fine. But that was wild. Us getting in that fight with that guy about trying to secretly film in a rec center.
Yes.
That was wild.
Yes.
And yeah, some relationship. This one's a little sad.
Okay.
But it's beautiful.
Okay.
When Lucy died.
Oh.
And we, remember when we walked home and you didn't have any shoes on?
Oh.
And you made shoes out of like trash bags.
Okay, so Jackie met me at the animal hospital, which is the nicest thing anyone's ever done for me. She met me at the animal hospital in the middle of the night, and I didn't even know Lucy was going to die. So I just was like, wait, I have to rush Lucy to the hospital. Yes,
project.
My dog, who our wedding was like a whole
her
dedication
chooch.
To our two dogs, who passed away, and we wouldn't have met if they didn't. So anyway, she meets me at the, I'm single at this point, so she meets me at the hospital.
And
nicest
you had
thing
no shoes
because
you literally ran,
I
out, of
ran out of the
house to
it,
save
with,
the dog.
With no shoes on.
Yeah.
So we're in, Jackie like drives me home. She spends the night, which is like so nice, but we have to park again by the 99 cent store.
Yeah, there was nowhere to
and,
park.
And like walk. There was nowhere to park. The sheets are not clean or whatever. So Jackie has like some like plastic bags in her car.
Yeah.
And she's like, here, put these on. So I wrap
she
the plastic bags.
She makes shoes out of plastic bags. And then you have your taser, remember?
No. We're walking and all of a sudden we see a coyote. Oh, wait, no, you're right. I think I pulled the taser out just because I was like, it's not super safe around these parts.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, a coyote just finds us in the middle of the street, stops us dead center. And I just start like,
she pops the taser.
The taser's going
and we
off.
Look at each other and you go, this is what my life has become. I'm wearing bags on my feet, holding a taser at 4 a.m.
fighting off
a coyote. And we started dying laughing. I mean, it was like a very dark moment, but like we found a laugh, which is exactly what you've done in situations like that with me. You know,
we find the laughter.
We have to, because there's no other way out.
That was a crazy
That's
moment.
What I'm saying. That might be the craziest moment.
That was so crazy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, we've been through some shit together, honey.
We have.
Let's do one more.
Okay.
And then I'll let you out.
I'm so impressed by. I mean, who are these people? Barbara Walters?
I mean, honestly, you
weren't joking. Your fans are freaking legit, which says a lot about you.
How did you get started eating vegan? It feels overwhelming to go cold turkey.
Oh, I love that question. I'll tell you guys. I guess I used to be so judgmental because I remember my friend Heather, who is very kooky. We can say that. Heather
is. In an endearing way.
She is out there in a very endearing way.
Yes.
And I'm being very careful using that word because my mom has called me out there for a lot, and that's like very hurtful for me. So, but I see there's like a positive connotation.
The
to
word
it.
Kooky to me is a positive.
Oh, kooky is so positive.
I love the word kooky.
Kooky is so positive. And
kooky
Heather.
Southern aunt, kooky divorce
kooky.
Lady. I love it.
Yes. So she all of a sudden like becomes vegan one day. And I remember being like, Heather's going through another one of her phases. Like, I was not a fan of it.
Yeah.
And then she happened to send me this book called Skinny Bitch.
You know, that's my vegan gateway book.
It's so good.
Yeah.
I don't even know what I would think about the terminology in it
Same.
Now. Like, if I would think it was even the idea of skinny. Like, I don't know. Is it problematic? I don't know. All I know is that I was young and I just didn't feel good because I was drinking a ton of diet right every day because like it didn't have sodium in it and I was like, you know, trying to look a certain way and I just was eating processed foods or whatever. And so this book really, I realized like, oh, I can feel better, but I've also always loved animals. And so I read the whole book in one day and I just decided to like become vegan in that very same day. And it was an easy transition for me because I armed myself with a bunch of knowledge and information. So then I followed that up by reading a book called Eating Animals by Jonathan Safran Foer. I'm probably saying it wrong, but it's an incredible book. And I just kept reading and I just kept acquiring more knowledge. And if I ever had a craving, I just thought about like, oh, what is it that I'm actually craving? Actually, I don't want anything to do with that, you know?
Right.
And it turns out you only crave what you eat. So I don't crave anything. You only crave what you eat. So I'm not craving, you know, a double-double because I haven't had one in a long time. I'm craving a Beyond Burger double-double.
Right. Oh, have you been to Monty's yet?
Yes, of course.
Oh, my God.
It cracks me up that there's, like, a Carl's Jr. right across the street from it where you can get, like, a vegan burger for $6. But Monty's is so good.
It's very expensive, I'll be honest.
Have you been to Tony's Darts Away by here? Yeah, it's also so good.
I'm going to manifest this. I want to open a Monty's Good Burger. I want to, like, buy one and open it in Austin.
Oh, that's such a good idea.
Ben does, too.
That's such a good idea.
I know. I want to open one in Dallas, but I feel like in Austin it would do better initially, probably.
Yeah. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah. Maybe I'll do it.
But yeah, going vegan is the best decision I ever made. And I understand that it does feel overwhelming. But just that's kind of how I used to feel about cleaning my house. And then I watched Marie Kondo. And then I was like, you just dive in and you get your hands dirty. You know what I mean? You just do it. So just dive in, get your hands on that knowledge. Start with Meatless Mondays.
Yeah.
And just build from there. But there's everything is vegan. I mean, there you can find vegan stuff everywhere, all over the country.
There you go. I think knowledge, educating yourself is really big because I think my sister went vegetarian when she was 13 and I'll be honest, I mean, to be fair, there were nothing for her to eat.
Yeah.
But she was eating like bread.
Yeah, me too.
You know?
I did it in sixth grade. I gave up, I tried to give up like any pig products and I just only ate saltines.
Well, it's because we didn't know. Like you gotta, you know, take care of yourself and it is in theory like, oh yeah, I'll go vegan. But you do have to learn what you need and how to properly nourish your body in this new way. So do the research and read up on it. I think that's a really good tip.
I am so honored that people had like questions to ask.
Oh, there's like 1,000 more.
I mean, I'm just so honored that people like know about my life, that they like know I got married, that they know there was pine cones, that they know I'm vegan.
These are honeys
that they know I'm titty fucked.
The honeys love me and they love you.
I'm so honored.
Yeah,
I really
honored
needed
too.
This today. I it's been hard and
yes.
I just really
you
thank
are
you,
loved.
Honeys.
The honeys love you.
You guys, I feel really good right
and
now.
And you've just hit the record for the most snatch beat appearances.
Yes.
So
take that, Lauren Adams.
Which, by the way, I am going to have her on soon again because I'm going to go with her to the Korean spa. But that's a whole other thing.
Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm waiting until I get 2,000 so iTunes reviews. We're very close.
Oh, my gosh.
I said when I get 2,000 iTunes reviews, I'm going to go naked at the Korean spa. So you bitches better write some reviews.
And I'm just like creepily peeking there. You dye your hair pink.
I'll do my pubes, too.
Okay, that might be too much.
I don't have any. It's fine. They were lasered.
I don't have any either.
I know. Look at us.
No
modern.
Pubes.
Okay, well, once again, tell everybody where they can find you.
I'm a Haley Marie Norman, and you can find me at the 99 cent store. All of them.
How long have you? Oh, I thought your headphones were off. I'm like, how long have your headphones been off? I love a 99 cent store.
I love a 99
yes.
cent store.
Okay, everybody follow Haley on Instagram. Keep up with what she's doing.
Yes, Haley Marie Norman.
And you know, if y'all want another Q&A, we might have to do one. So just comment on today's picture on Attribute.
Yes.
And that's all we got.
Oh, yeah, we're going to take a cute picture today.
Of course.
Or should we use a wedding photo?
Oh, or that might be good.
Let's just use a new wedding photo.
Okay, we love.
Okay.
You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.
Woo, love you.
I mean, three eps.
Star Bands Audio. A podcast network.